We're gonna get started. If y'all wanna come in and take a seat or stand or whatever. Check, check. Okay. Check.
Show starting, everybody.
The music's going to be on the whole time. Hi, everyone. My name's Laura, and this is Maddie. And we're going to do some, I don't know, hopefully something fun. fun. No, I'm just kidding. I hope you enjoy it though. Maddie's from San Diego, and I'm also from there, but now I live in Oakland. And, was that Trent? we're celebrating a release of my new book of poems. It's on the table, and it came out yesterday. We have some other stuff on the table. I got prints and stuff, and Maddie's also carrying things from this independent publisher in San Diego called Bernal Books, but they really love books. But yeah, we got some stuff. Come say hi and check it out if you want. Thanks so much, Third Space and Secret Spot, and yeah, Josh, everyone, thanks so much. Spencer, yeah, that was great. We're just gonna go through it. So you do whatever you need to do. If you need to walk around or leave or lay, get horizontal, do whatever you feel good about.
Hold a paper until I made it past the canopy.
from the top of the tree, I could see everything. I looked out at the fields and saw myself, a blur, running. Its wings spread out like a river, winding its tongue through the dirt. I was a bird too, flapping my wings in the dark, watching the story pour by like a film. While the mothers hunted, people tore their nests apart, searching for babies. They steered themselves away from this nest. They knew better. I could have watched from overhead. I could have learned. Instead, I found myself in this forbidden place, looking too long. Writhing snakes hung from her mouth. They spotted me behind the nest before she did. Their hisses sucked the air hardly, tugging at the gulp in my throat until it burst. Doing this for thousands of years, writing poetry, being poets. We hope our special little names will be noticed in our lifetime and beyond, maybe. Tomorrow is calling out from around the corner. It cries out and pulls its face back towards the wall. There's no telling which way its voice is coming from. I'll need to run in every direction, hoping to catch it before the walls eat it, then me. Conversations carried to a chorus of background harmonies. Two drinks and a second pillow pulled from the closet under moonlight. Still, dawn cradles the question of running. Shall I throw myself into the morning while you lie there sleeping, your breath steady and oblivious? If you lie naked before me, I will blend you into every other. Bodies melting into one mound of flesh, slithering swiftly through the grass. How I will resent you, steady, oblivious stranger, as I lie alone in my bed the following morning. Not you, but the nature of the night, which compels the fields to shudder. Don't touch me. My skin is made of snakes, 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 This is not my home. It is a body. I found it on the ground and slipped it on. I live here now.
Your mouth.
clouds. I watch the clouds darken to shadow as the moon gleams above. So large and brilliant as it settles into the flames.
Jump from the page, grow a mouth.
I want to delete all social media until January. Dive into the new year with a clean slate. But there's no need for a cryptic post before doing so. The final wave from the boat's edge. The old dog is pacing in the kitchen. He crashes into tables, gets stuck in their legs. In my arms, he's all bones. And my mom says, "What do you want me to do?" He wants to live. While the rain bleeds on. Watching my friend catch tags, uncapped flick of a pen, quick, then back in the pocket, the legs already moving on. Tonight the fog was thick enough that the years muddled together, keeping watch, my eyes hugging the night. This could be another year. Palm trees arching over our heads. Can't tell. The chipped asphalt doesn't care either way. The half moon lighting the sidewalk. He's unconcerned with pocket-sized ideas of time. It beams through the thicket, as it always has. Pointing out the fallen plumerias on our path. While staying in the apartment of two friends, I remained in the same mile radius. Slipped out to the grocery store across the street and came back to quietly chop potatoes and onions. So when they woke up, there would be a meal to share. I can sense my grandmother's capabilities inside me while my hands work over the food. Returning to when I'd shuck corn with her, while French radio cooed in the background. We would spend afternoons in Montreal, pulling cobweb coating from the yellow kernels, our hands tangled in thin white strings. A few years later, back in the city with my mother, door open to reveal the smell of onions and a distant swooping of the radio. Cloaked in the haze of aging, my grandmother squinted at me in confusion, at first uncertain of who I was, but still asking, "Tu veux manger?" Chopping mushrooms in your dad's kitchen, waiting for the oil to heat behind me. I was making our lunch, and you called to me from the next room, asking for a glass of water. There is loss, but there is renewal too. I hand you the glass, drop some garlic into the pan. Once, you were my partner. Now, you are my friend. Once you cooked me lasagna while I was sick from my own head. Now I bring you crushed Tylenol and tacos. What I thought I lost, irrecoverably, has come back. So quiet and plainly that I wonder if it ever really left. There is only one way. There were many. I wondered over which path to take. Now I see the larger lines laid out around all of them. I can only walk in love through shadows of uncertainty, or I cannot walk at all. On Earth, the body contemplates purpose. Meanwhile, the spirit takes a nap. The body considers word choices and life paths, while the spirit yawns in the sun. From its corner, the body pouts and insists that the years must be accounted for. In its palm, time is a gap that is closing. But the spirit throws its head to the wind without hurry. It's looked out at time's expanse. It already knows. It's infinite. Sometimes it only takes the cool air to bring you back to the warm light on the dirt road, your grandmother's radio pouring down from the kitchen. You pull time from the mud. You wrap it around your wrist. You live all over again. Thank you. Josh and Spencer for performing with us as well.